Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sanjay Mattu. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concludes his UK visit with historic free trade agreement. Leaves for the Maldives on the second leg of his two-nation tour. Industry bodies hail signing of India-UK free trade agreement as a transformative step. IMD issues red alert in Odisha, West Bengal, Chhattisgarh and parts of Maharashtra for extremely heavy rainfall today. French President Emmanuel Macron says France will recognize Palestine as a state. Wrestling icon Hulk Hogan dies at 71 following cardiac arrest. And in cricket, England roar back after Rishabh Pant's brave 54 in fourth test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy. England captain Ben Stokes bags 5 wickets. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left for the Maldives after concluding his landmark visit to the United Kingdom last night. Mr. Modi will be on a two-day visit to the Maldives beginning today at the invitation of Maldivian President Mohamed Muizu. More from our correspondent.
Mali is abuzz with preparations to welcome Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Prime Minister Modi and Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizu will jointly review the progress of comprehensive economic and security maritime partnership. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to meet other Maldivian leaders for discussions on a range of bilateral issues. Some MOUs, agreements in the areas of bilateral cooperation are expected to be signed in this visit, along with inauguration of various infrastructure projects. Tomorrow, Prime Minister will be the guest of honor at Maldives' 68th Independence Day celebration. This year also marks 60th anniversary of establishment of diplomatic relations between India and Maldives. Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashvani News, Mali, Maldives.
Talking to Akashvani News, Indian High Commissioner to the Maldives, G. Balasubramanian, said that Prime Minister Modi and Maldivian President Muizu will take stock of the progress in the implementation of the India-Maldives joint vision for a comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership.
Maritime security, of emergency financial assistance, developmental assistance, people-to-people contacts, increasing the trade and economic relations between the two countries. These are the areas in which both the countries are working very solidly, and there have been many negotiations that have taken place, and some of those things would certainly be signed during the visit of Prime Minister Modi.
Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Modi held talks with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer in London. The two leaders discussed regional and global issues of mutual interest. India and the UK also signed a landmark free trade agreement, which is expected to enhance bilateral trade, investment and job creation. After the signing of the FTA, Prime Minister Modi said, "This is a historic day in bilateral relations between India and the UK." He said this agreement will be beneficial to the youth, farmers and MSME sectors in India.
मुझे प्रसन्नता है कि कई वर्षों की मेहनत के बाद दोनों देशों के बीच कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव इकोनॉमिक एंड ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट संपन्न हुआ है। यह समझौता मात्र आर्थिक साझेदारी नहीं बल्कि साझा समृद्धि की योजना है।
Mr. Modi also expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Starmer and his government for strongly condemning the Pahalgam terror attack.
हम एकमत हैं कि आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई में दोहरे मापदंडों का कोई स्थान नहीं है। हम इस बात पर भी सहमत हैं कि एक्सट्रीमिस्ट विचारधारा वाली शक्तियों को डेमोक्रेटिक फ्रीडम का दुरुपयोग नहीं करने दिया जा सकता। Those who misuse democratic freedoms to undermine democracy itself must be held account. इकोनॉमिक ऑफेंडर्स के प्रत्यार्पण के विषय पर भी हमारी एजेंसी सहयोग और समन्वय से काम करती रहेगी।
In his statement, UK Prime Minister Starmer said the free trade agreement is the biggest and most economically significant trade deal that the UK has made since leaving the EU. He said the deal will bring huge benefits to both countries.
This is the biggest and most economically significant trade deal that the UK has made since leaving the EU. And it's one of the most comprehensive deals that India has ever done. We were announcing nearly £6 billion in investment and export wins between India and the United Kingdom, creating over 2,200 jobs for British workers.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the India-UK Free Trade Agreement is a landmark deal that will boost trade, investment and employment. Talking to our correspondent in London, Mr. Goyal said that this unprecedented agreement will benefit farmers, small businessmen, MSME sectors, startups and other service sectors.
This will spur investments on both sides because given the certainty and stability that a free trade agreement provides, it is quite obvious that manufacturers, MSMEs, our food processing industry, textile industry, all of them can now look for long-term contracts and long-term business potential.
Mr. Goyal said the FTA will open UK markets to Indian goods, professionals, education, agriculture and food processing products.
The advantage of the free trade agreement provides the certainty to businesses to start looking at India as a part of their supply chains, to start developing sources in India for supporting their requirements in UK. And the UK tariff structure was such that all labor-oriented goods had high duties, and that will now go away. That gives us the comparative advantage, something that for years Indian industry has been looking.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Industry bodies have welcomed the signing of the India-UK Free Trade Agreement. They've described it as a transformative step, anticipating expanded exports and increased investment across various sectors. More from our correspondent.
Sunil Bharti Mittal, co-chair of India-UK CEO Forum, said the agreement will stimulate innovation, ease market access and foster investment.
This is truly a historic moment when two very large nations like UK and India have been able to come together on a common platform to sign this historic FTA. There is a complete win-win outcome.
Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, echoed the similar sentiment, noting that the agreement will deepen bilateral cooperation in clean energy, digital technologies, life sciences and advanced manufacturing. CII Director General Chandrajit Banerjee said that this FTA marks a defining moment in our bilateral relationship, reflecting a shared commitment to inclusive growth, economic resilience, and industrial transformation. Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FICCI, said it promises significant opportunities across diverse sectors, including agriculture, pharmaceuticals, services, auto components, and more. Kirit Bhansali, chairman of the Gem and Jewelry Export Promotion Council, called the deal a landmark accord that could nearly triple the exports to the UK. British companies also welcomed the deal, particularly those in the aerospace and spirits industries. Rolls-Royce CEO Tufan Erjan Beljik said the FTA will help deepen co-development in power and propulsion technologies with Indian partners. India-UK FTA is expected to help double bilateral trade to $120 billion by 2030. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Election Commission has said that over 99% electors have been covered in Bihar under the Special Intensive Revision or SIR initiative. In a statement, the EC said that according to local BLOs, 1 lakh electors are untraceable. The poll body said 21.6 lakh electors have been found deceased, over 31.5 lakh permanently migrated and 7 lakh electors found enrolled at more than one place. Despite door-to-door visits by local BLOs, forms of around 7 lakh electors have still not been received. The draft electoral roll will be published on the 1st of next month. The Election Commission has reiterated that any elector or political party can file a claim in case of missing names or raise an objection in case of wrong inclusion till the 1st of September this year. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert in Odisha, West Bengal, Chhattisgarh and parts of Maharashtra for extremely heavy rainfall today. The IMD said heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue in Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal and Jharkhand till the 28th of this month. These conditions will also prevail in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, East Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Konkan and Goa till the end of this month. In the southern part of the country, heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions will be present over Kerala, Mahe and coastal and south interior Karnataka during the next 5 days. Over Delhi NCR, very light to light rain accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning is expected today. French President Emmanuel Macron has said that France will officially recognize a Palestinian state during the United Nations General Assembly in September. In his social media post, the French president said, "This decision to recognize the state of Palestine has been taken in accordance with the historic commitment of France to a just and lasting peace in the Middle East." He said the urgent need today is for the war in Gaza to end and for the civilian population to be rescued. Saying that peace is possible, he pointed out that we need an immediate ceasefire, the release of all hostages, and massive humanitarian aid to the people of Gaza. He further added that the world must also guarantee the demilitarization of Hamas and secure and rebuild Gaza. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has criticized this decision in the wake of the October 7 massacre. He has called this plan a grave mistake, accusing the French president of ignoring the risks posed by Hamas and other groups. Currently, the state of Palestine is recognized by more than 140 of the 193 member states of the United Nations. Veteran wrestler Hulk Hogan passed away due to cardiac arrest at his home in Florida, United States, yesterday. He was 71. Hogan had won 6 World Wrestling Entertainment Championships. In a social media post, the WWE said that its Hall of Fame, Hulk Hogan, helped WWE achieve global recognition in the 1980s. Moreover, Hogan also starred in Hollywood movies, television shows, and his own animated series. And now, news from the world of sports.
In cricket, at Old Trafford in Manchester, England ended day 2nd of the 4th test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at 225 runs for 2. They are trailing by 133 runs after India posted a solid 358. England captain Ben Stokes took his first 5-wicket haul in 8 years, while Rishabh Pant made a brief comeback with a 54-run knock despite a foot injury. Indian bowlers will now look to tighten the grip on day 3 today. In chess, history is being made in Batumi, Georgia, as 2 Indian players, Divya Deshmukh and Kuneru Hampi, will face off in the final of the FIDE Women's Chess World Cup. Divya Deshmukh outclassed China's grandmaster Tan Zhongyi, while Kuneru Hampi defeated another Chinese grandmaster Lei Tingzhi in their semi-final matches. In tennis, India's Vaishnavi Atkar has scripted history by clinching the bronze medal in women's single tennis event at the FISU World University Games 2025 in Germany. She has become the first Indian woman to ever win a medal in tennis at the World University Games. And in squash, Anahat Singh has clinched a spot in the semi-finals at the 2025 World Squash Junior Championships in Cairo and thus secured her first ever medal at the tournament. She is the first Indian female World Squash Junior Champions semi-finalist since 2010. Aishwarya Renigam, Sports Desk, Akashwani, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sanjay. The signing of a free trade agreement between India and the United Kingdom dominates front page headlines. The Hindu reports the trade deal will benefit farmers, MSMEs, footwear and jewellery exports, and British products will face less tariffs in India, says Modi. All the papers take note of Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal's comments in the Rajya Sabha. The Indian Express writes, "No plan to remove socialist, secular from the preamble," says Law Minister. The statesman highlights an important order of the Supreme Court in the Mumbai train serial blast case of 2006. The paper states SC stays Bombay High Court judgment on 7-11 blast, no halt on release of acquitted persons. And finally, the press has extensively covered the Enforcement Directorate action against companies linked to the Anil Ambani Group. The Business Standard reports ED raids 35 premises, searches 50 companies linked to Anil Ambani. And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concludes his UK visit with a historic free trade agreement, leaves for the Maldives on the second leg of his two-nation tour. Industry bodies hail signing of India-UK free trade agreement as a transformative step. IMD issues red alert in Odisha, West Bengal, Chhattisgarh and parts of Maharashtra for extremely heavy rainfall today. French President Emmanuel Macron says France will recognize Palestine as a state. Wrestling icon Hulk Hogan dies at 71 following cardiac arrest. And in cricket, England roar back after Rishabh Pant's brave 54 in 4th test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy. England captain Ben Stokes bags 5 wickets. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.